Somebody else did it.
Yes, ma'am.
He was just there.
Did his friend steal from his other friend?
He said, look, his window's open. Let's get in his car. Let's get his stuff. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of it.
But there's enough blame.
I don't actually know people who leave a wallet with all their credit cards in their car with a window open.
To go around.
He actually, you could say, drove the getaway car with the stolen merchandise in it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Felix Bowie is suing his former friend, 22-year-old Kenya White, for the return of stolen property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 285 on the calendar, in the matter of Bowie versus White.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Bowie, it is your claim that the defendant, who was an acquaintance of yours, is responsible for some stolen merchandise that was stolen out of your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. White said it's all very unfortunate, but somebody else did it. You were just there.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you know Mr. White from where, Mr. Bowie?
We met in Atlanta. I was actually introduced to him by a mutual friend of ours. And
when? In what year?
In 2013 at Atlanta Pride.
2013?
Yes, Atlanta Pride, yes.
And then you were traveling to where?
This year I was actually traveling to Atlanta to actually have my fashion show.
You were traveling to Atlanta from where?
Rogers, Arkansas.
And that's where you live?
Yes.
And, Mr. White, you live in Atlanta?
Well, I live in Carrollton. It's Metro Atlanta.
Okay. And when you got there, you decided to hang out for an evening. What evening was this, Mr. Bowie?
I believe this was the 29th of July. I actually wanted to meet up with Kenya because I haven't...
You have time issues here.
I apologize.
You decided to hang out together for
yes.
an evening?
Yes.
And he brought a friend.
Yes, which
now,
I was unaware.
Now, where did you go to hang out?
We actually went to a karaoke bar downtown.
Great. And you stayed there until what time?
We actually stayed there till 2 a.m.
It's going to get harder. The questions
yes.
are going to get harder.
I apologize.
You know, you understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how did you get to the karaoke bar?
I actually drove.
You drove. You don't have a car.
I did drive, but not to the bar. I just drove to Atlanta.
Okay. And then you left your car where?
At his hotel.
And you took your car?
Yes.
Was that your own personal car or a rental car?
It was my personal, Your Honor.
And it was just the three of you at the karaoke bar?
Yes.
You, Mr. White, and your friend's name is?
Mr. Hodges.
And how do you know Hodges?
Through other mutual friends. He's friends with a lot of people that go to school with me.
Does he go to school?
No, ma'am.
What does he do?
I'm not sure what he does. He's just there.
Well, what do you mean? Does he just lurk around the campus?
He just hangs out. I mean, he's not in school, no, ma'am. He lives in the area, so he just hangs out with people that go to school. I think people he attended high school with go to West Georgia, where I go, so he's just friends with them.
Now, your friend, Mr. Bowie, is coming into town for a relatively short period of time. He's coming into town to do a fashion show.
Yes.
And he calls you and says, let's get together. And you say, fine, I'm going to bring along my friend, Mr. Hodges.
Yes, ma'am.
Who just sort of lurks around, doesn't do much, but just sort of lurks around.
We've actually gone. He's gone with me before.
I didn't ask you a question.
Oh, sorry.
So you're hanging out at the karaoke bar. You have a lot to drink. You all got a little loaded. You went back to the hotel to hang out. He and his friend, Mr. Hodges, they leave. According to you, the next morning you get hysterical texts from the defendant saying, oh, I'm sorry, I can't believe what happened. I'd like to see those texts. Because according to Mr. White, his friend Mr. Hodges broke into your car and stole some items from your car
yeah.
that you had left in your car. Let's see what you say left in the car, which I find so fascinating. A camera bag, designer clothes, jewelry, Louis Vuitton wallet, Versace watch, and an iPad that you left in your car.
The Versace watch was actually in my hotel room, Your Honor.
Oh, so we can cross out the Versace watch?
That got taken out of my room.
By whom?
Kenya and Mr. Hodges.
Police report. Okay, so now He sends you all these text messages. He said, I didn't take anything. He said, Hodges took everything. He got into your car and he took everything, but I think I can get everything back. And he brings back to you camera, camera bag, iPad, didn't return, designer clothes, jewelry, Louis Vuitton wallet, and Versace watch. So we're crossing out the Versace watch because that wasn't in the car, right?
No, Your Honor.
Oh. So what you're telling me, he returned camera, camera bed, and iPad.
Yes.
Jewelry. What jewelry?
It was a necklace, and I believe it was a bracelet.
What do you mean you believe?
It was a bracelet.
Whose?
Mine.
What was it doing in the car?
It was going to be a little accessory for the model.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me about Mr. Hodges hasn't been arrested, I assume. Is that right?
I assume. I don't think he has. No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you name him in this police report?
I did. Yes, ma'am.
So that's still out there. So now I would like you to tell me you leave his house, you go downstairs, pick it up from there.
Okay. We pass his car. His car is parked right next to the door that you exit. And Hodges, he said, look, his window's open. Let's get in his car. Let's get his stuff. Get some, that's not the word to use, but let's get his stuff. So I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, he has all this designer, whatever he has, supposed designer. So I kept walking. I'm like, I don't know. I don't need that. I don't desire it. No. So I'm going to my car. Do whatever you want. I don't want to be a part of it. I went to my car. I called Felix on the way to my car. I sat there. He didn't answer, but I sat there and waited on to get to the car. He had a bag, which we both had bags because we changed and stuff at the hotel room. So I said, I don't want to know. Let's just go to your house.
Okay. And then when you felt really bad, you got property back for your friend.
I did.
You did. And as far as you know, was there anything else that was outstanding, or did you get back everything that was in the car?
Everything that was in the bag that he had, to my knowledge, that was everything. So that's what I returned.
And you personally returned it to the plaintiff?
Yes, ma'am.
When?
The following day at Starbucks, the Starbucks parking lot.
Your Honor, part of that statement was false.
Tell me. What part is false?
He actually didn't sit in his car. We actually had a conversation on the phone. He actually did help him throw stuff in the duffel bag.
You weren't there.
No, I was not, but he actually told me over the phone.
Well,
he was afraid to get his butt beat, so he had to help him while doing that. And then I asked him, I was like, okay, my car was parked 6 steps away from the entrance. Why didn't you run in and call the cops? And on top of that, you drove him an hour north to Douglasville with all that stuff. And so I told him, I was like, you know, you could have done that. You were my friend. Why didn't you do that? And so the following day, after I filed that police report with a police officer, I was like, okay, can you come here and return my stuff? He was like, okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Fine. So he came in and returned that stuff.
He did not. He actually paused for 2 hours and didn't get back to me and said, I hate talking to cops, which is shown in the text messages. And he got a little nervous. And so he actually left me alone with the cops and disappeared for 2 hours.
Okay, but he ultimately came and brought property back to you.
Yes, a few.
Right.
But, Your Honor, Kenya has stolen property from me before, so I believe that he has stolen from me. Kenya has actually stolen a clothing garment from me in
the past. Then why would you hang out with him? Bring him to your hotel room. Doesn't make sense.
Well, because we actually had a falling out, and then he did apologize, which made us become friends again.
Okay, great. Okay. Did you see, listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see Hodges with any jewelry?
Yes, ma'am. There was a bracelet in the bag that I returned to him.
There was?
Yes, ma'am. A bracelet and a necklace.
Unfortunately, the necklace was not there.
Did you return a Louis Vuitton wallet?
No, ma'am, because there wasn't one in there.
Was this a wallet that you used as your personal wallet?
Yes, ma'am. And it also had my cash and my credit cards in it, but I do not have proof for that, so.
Well, I don't understand why you would go upstairs and leave your wallet in the car along with jewelry. Doesn't make sense. You have a hotel.
Because I don't want to forget. I always forget my wallet when I leave it at my home, so I would rather leave it in the car in the glove compartment so it'd be safe.
Mr. Bowie, doesn't make sense. I believe he was involved in this, minimally, as an accomplice, because he actually, you could say, drove the getaway car with the stolen merchandise in it. So as much as he likes to remove himself from the actual participation in this theft, I think he's responsible. But I also think that he got scared and returned everything that was taken. So I don't know why we're here.
because I didn't get all of my merchandise back. And then I did provide receipts for all the merchandise that was stolen that was never given back to me.
That you say was stolen?
No, that was stolen. And it was in the police report as well.
That's your statement to the police. Yours. I mean, I don't actually know people who are staying in a strange city who leave a wallet with all their credit cards and money in their car with a window open. It doesn't make sense to me.
The window was cracked.
That's open. If it's cracked enough to get in, it's open. The window wasn't smashed, was it?
But I should be allowed
to leave. The window wasn't smashed,
was it?
No, it
wasn't.
Of course not. Okay, just for my own curious self, other than the wallet and the jewelry, see, because you say jewelry, jewelry implies more than one. So he says the jewelry was returned to you because he got scared that he was going to be arrested, right?
Basically,
I mean, would have been.
So many, yeah.
Yes. So you got stuff as much back as you could.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most, if not all of it. So what is it that you think I'm going to believe that was taken from you that night that wasn't returned, that I'm going to believe?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
I don't care about your drama. I don't care about your pain and suffering. I don't care about your sleepless nights. You're going to see how painless this is going to be? For me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Felix Bowie says former friend Kenya White stole personal items from his car. Kenya claims it was another friend who took the property, and he is countersuing for harassment.
So what is it that you think was taken from you that night that wasn't returned, that I'm going to believe?
Well, Your Honor, the clothes and the
clothes. Your shirts, because you say you had shirts. How many shirts?
I only had two shirts.
Two shirts. And what brand were those shirts?
One was Hermes and one was Versace.
Show me the receipts for them. Okay, good. What else?
Also the wallet.
I'm not considering the wallet.
And the necklace. And I do have the picture of the watch with the price tag on it, but
I'm
I do not have a receipt
in the watch.
For that.
You don't know who took it. $815. That's these two shirts. What else?
I also got a card wallet stolen as well.
A what stolen?
A card wallet.
What's a card wallet?
It actually holds your card slot, like your credit cards. It doesn't have an actual part for your cash.
And why would you have that in addition to a wallet?
Because I have a few credit cards that my other wallet could not hold all.
Let's just talk about, Mr. Bowie, the wallet for a moment.
Yes.
Do you have any proof to me that you notified all of your credit card companies that your credit cards had been stolen?
No, Your Honor. But I did get new credit cards in, and I did cancel them.
Show me.
I do not have proof of that, Your Honor.
That's why you're here. Because he says, yeah, I was involved in this thing. I like to minimize my responsibility. But I really brought everything back to him because I got scared I was going to be arrested. So
did not
this
bring
is
everything, Your Honor.
This is sort of opportunistic. But he's got the receipts for two expensive shirts. Were they in the bag?
No, ma'am, they weren't. Also, when I was getting the things to return the next morning, I looked around the house. I did not see shirts.
If he looked around the house, he would have gotten my jewelry back and my watch and
$815. My wallet. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Apologies, excuse me, step out.
He's not my friend. Friends don't let people get away with, you know, thousands of dollars of merchandise getting stolen.
You know, I don't really think of calling the police on my friends, I guess.
It's like, you don't steal from Walmart, think you're gonna get caught with it and get away scot-free.
So I wanted to handle it in a different way.
That he's bad people.
I've learned not to hang out with people you don't really know.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Parabai versus Sharifin, step forward.
Melanie Parabai is suing her former roommate, Keon Sharifian, for a loan to buy a scooter and for moving costs.
Were you all roommates?
We were.
I don't care about it. I don't care you didn't like each other. I don't care that we talked about you. You talked about you. I don't care about the drama with a washing machine. I don't care about it. Is anybody else still roommates? The two of you and the two of you. Perfect. And are you happy?
Yeah, now we are.
Great. I don't care about the background. Understood?
Right.
They have other places for that. Not here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's the same. hearsay. I can't hear it.
So if I go to a garage sale and I purchase something,
I'm not talking to you. Did you see my mouth moving with a question?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melanie Parabai says, former roommate Keon Sharifian owes for a loan to buy a scooter and for moving costs. Keon is countersuing also for moving costs as well as stolen property.
Now, you claim that he owes you some money.
Yes.
How much?
$1,035.
$1,035. And when did you lend him the money?
24 July.
For what?
For a scooter.
For a scooter?
Yeah, so he asked me if I can...
He needed a scooter?
Yes.
Did you need a scooter?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ask her for money? Don't look over there. Just answer my question. Did you ask her for money?
Yes.
How much did you ask her for?
$1,200.
Did she give it to you?
Not to me.
Who did she give it to?
She gave it to my wife.
Fine, but she gave it to your wife, and you needed a scooter in order to get to work, school?
To work.
Okay, and what arrangements did you make to pay her back? Don't go there.
We did not.
Go here. Just go here.
We did not make any arrangements verbally.
All right. You have a wife.
She just gave us the money.
Just a second.
This is not true.
You have a wife. She's not related to you, is she?
No.
No.
So you say, I need some money, and she just looked at you because she's your roommate and said, I'll give you the money. Don't believe it. How much did you pay her back? Don't look over there. Look over here. How much did you pay her back?
$165.
Right. You paid her back $165 because you owed her $165. Why didn't you pay her back the rest?
Because she took my washer and dryer.
All right, we're going to get to your washer and dryer in 1 second. Now, listen to me. I don't care about your moving costs. I don't care about your drama. I don't care about your pain and suffering. I don't care about your sleepless nights. How much does he owe you on the balance of the loan?
It's $1,035.
That's what you get on your claim. $1,035. Now, let's listen to your nonsense. Just a second. Listen to your nonsense. Washer and dryer. When you were all living together, was there a washer and dryer in the house?
Yes.
See how painless this is going to be? For me. When you were all living together, there was a washer and dryer in the house. I want those of you who paid for the washer and dryer to raise your hand. How much did you pay for it?
$600.
This is
to whom? Just a second. To whom?
To Sean Peterson.
Who was Sean Peterson?
The person who lived in my room before me.
You paid. Now, careful what you say to me.
I was leveraged. He held my deposit and wouldn't return it. And he said, instead, just take the fridge.
Bring me Sean Peterson. Where is Sean Peterson? You can't tell me what Sean Peterson said. So the answer is you did not buy the washer and dryer. The answer is you did not buy the washer and dryer.
I did. My money was taken, and I was given that in lieu of the money.
You have a witness to that?
Yes.
You didn't give him the washer and dryer.
I was there when the exchange
took place. It's the same hearsay. It's the same hearsay, whether you say what Sean Peterson says or he says what Sean Peterson says. I can't hear it.
So if I go to a garage sale and I purchase
something, Did you see my mouth moving with a question?
Sorry, Your Honor.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what date did you move out?
I started moving out.
Not start. What date did you move out?
I moved half of myself out on the 20th. I threw out my back and I had to arrange to get a truck. So I didn't come back until the 30th, 10 days later, to get the rest of my stuff. At that point, the
Just a second. You have a doctor's report on your back?
No, if I couldn't afford to pay cash for every time I had to go to the doctor for my back.
You left on the 20th. What else did you leave there other than the washer and dryer? Don't look over there. That's my mechanism. What else did you leave there other than the washer and dryer?
Mini fridge. Very nice coffee table.
Just a second. A mini fridge.
Coffee table.
Mini fridge. Did you purchase the coffee table?
We acquired it free.
Goodbye. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,035. Your counterclaims dismissed. That's all.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Bad blood with the mother of their dead brother's children.
She constantly called me a murderer, all kinds of belittling names.
Make it clear that I paid for you to go to the funeral. Make it clear.
Just a second.
Judge Judy.
It was when Bella and Danny started dancing in their underwear, like hula hooping and dancing in common area and getting crazy about it.
I never saw this. I'm sorry.
Or when they took a hammer to the side of our house. That would be another, a hammer to the side of our house.
He didn't give me my money back, but he owned me.
Oh, we did. We actually went to file police reports. We have 3 police reports filed against him.
And he defended all my other roommates.
Because I believe in karma.
He was fighting with Daniel and he gets threatened, whatever.
No, I hope they get what's coming to him.
So he calls the police. I'm not really sure.
Don't live with those people.